The National Memorial Day concert on the Mall in Washington, D.C. was held last night. And as is always the case, when we remember our nation's fallen, we do it with a particular soundtrack.
Or the red march we watched,
when it comes to expressing our collective emotions, anthems, like the Star-Spangled Banner, are powerful tools. Anthems, as we've seen with the NFL, can also be divisive. This summer, NPR is going to take a close look at anthems of all kinds. Patriotic, civil rights, sports, a whole wide range. Here to talk more about the series is NPR senior producer and arts correspondent Elizabeth Blair. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Rachel.
So, why anthems?
You know, we're living in a time when people are actively talking about what it means to be an American. What values do we hold? People are taking to the streets in large numbers to express themselves. And music almost always plays a role. We saw this recently with the teachers' protests in places like Arizona and Kentucky. Here, teachers are singing at a rally in Frankfort, Kentucky. Sounds pretty different than when Twisted Sister sings it.
Yeah, it doesn't so much sound like Dee Snider there. A little different vibe, but it's still really powerful, right?
That's right. I mean, the sentiment still rings true, even though that's definitely not heavy metal.
How do we define anthem for the purposes of this series?
So here's a dictionary definition for you. A rousing or uplifting song identified with a particular group, body, or cause. So that's pretty broad.
Right.
Anthems typically tap into the emotions of a community, whether it's anger or grief or pride. And the stories behind them can be quite complicated. Take a song like Dixie.
Oh, the Dixieland where I was born early on.
A lot of people have a lot of different feelings about that song, right?
That's right. Some see it as a rousing anthem of the South, but to others it's a painful reminder of its black-faced minstrel beginnings.
All right, let's talk about Beyoncé. She did an anthem that got a lot of people talking. This was at her much-regaled performance at Coachella. She did a version of Lift Every Voice and Sing, often referred to as the Black National Anthem. Let's listen to some of that.
Lift every voice.
You're going to look back at the history of this song, Elizabeth?
That's right. We're definitely including Lift Every Voice and Sing. It's another song with a very long history. So we'll be looking at the origins of songs, when and why they were written, and how they were used at the time as anthems, and how they're used today.
There are so many songs, I imagine, that would qualify as an anthem with American significance. How are you selecting them?
Well, we're still debating that. We're trying to be inclusive across time periods, genres, and themes. The songs are coming from NPR staff, as well as a panel of outside music scholars and artists. There are so many great songs. For example, the Vietnam era. Huh. You know, which ones do we pick? We're actually very eager to hear from the NPR audience about their favorite anthems and memories of singing or hearing an anthem.
Well, it's going to be a remarkable series. I, for one, am very much looking forward to it. NPR senior producer and arts correspondent Elizabeth Blair, thank you so much.
Thank you, Rachel.
And if you would like to suggest a song for NPR's new series, American Anthem, go to our website and you'll find a form with all the details. NPR.org/anthem.
There's something happening here.